News.
Authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, June 9, 2015. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. Hundreds of protesters rallied outside a McKinney, Texas elementary school yesterday in protest of a white police officer's actions against a mostly black group of teens at a pool party. They did this over the weekend. Some who gathered at the Dallas suburb held signs that included the phrases, "My skin color is not a crime," and "Don't tread on our kids." A few dozen people addressed the crowd through a bullhorn, and they were saying that the city's police chief, Greg Conley, responded appropriately after the officer seen in the video pushing a 15-year-old girl to the ground and pointing his gun at other teens being put on administrative leave. Citizens are adamant that Officer David Eric Casebolt should be terminated because of the profanities he used and the fact that he brandished his gun. The protesters marched a mile from the school to the Craig Ranch North Community Pool where Friday's incident occurred. And it began when black teens attending a pool party in the predominantly white suburb of Dallas, when white pool patrons allegedly yelled racial slurs at the teens, a fight between one of the teens and a woman broke out. And some reports are indicating the crowd of teens dispersed. Officers were called to the scene. The crowd seen lingering outside the pool area. Police tried to corral them, but focused on the black kids, although there were no altercations there going on when they arrived on the scene. And the black teenage female in a swimsuit repeatedly crying out, "Call my mama," as a white police officer pinned her to the ground moments after drawing his handgun on other black teens.
Did you see the interview with the mother of that was throwing the pool party for the kids?
I did not, Tom, no.
Oh, yeah. So it was the end of the school year party,
right,
and she was throwing it for her daughter and all the teens that that go to school with them. And she said she left for a minute to get some more material. She had food, she had a DJ, she had everything.
Mm.
And then this 14-year-old got into an altercation with a white lady who was calling the black girl all kinds of racist remarks, and then they got into a fight. Then they called in the cops, and then the cops came in and just started putting all the black kids out. That's what she said on TV.
And I did see Lawrence O'Donnell last night on MSNBC, and he was talking to a father and two of the kids who were there, and they were giving their side of it, and it just seems so irresponsible on the part of this policeman, so much so that he was a supervisor, but the other policemen who were on the scene were trying to separate him from all of the goings-ons because, as I said, with the drawing of the gun and having this girl on the ground like that in his foot and his knee and her back just seemed to be above the realm of responsibility. And so
right,
this is not going away anytime
mm-mm
soon.
Well, he needs to go away soon before something like Tamir Wright in St. Louis happens. I mean, Tamir Wright in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Rice in Cleveland happens. And, what's the guy, Scott, who got shot in the back happened?
And that's,
these were all cops that were out of control.
And speaking of Walter Scott, Tom, the white former North Charleston police officer was indicted on murder charge yesterday in the fatal shooting of the unarmed black man, Walter Scott, who was running away from the officer after a traffic stop. The shooting on April 4th was captured on video by a bystander and showed Officer Michael Slager firing 8 times as the 50-year-old man, Walter Scott, ran away. Slager charged with murder by state law enforcement agents almost immediately after the video surfaced, and the jury will make up its mind after it sees the video and hears the other testimony. According to the prosecutor who announced the indictment, no trial date has been set. And finally, this story in Los Angeles, LAPD reportedly has cleared 2 officers in the fatal shooting of Ezell Ford. This is the 25-year-old mentally ill man whose death was a part of the national outrage against police brutality in the days following the murder of Michael Brown. And now the Los Angeles Police Department apparently has cleared the officers, Charlton Wampler and Antonio Villegas, in the shooting death of him on August 11th in 2014. There's still going to be a meeting today in which the LAPD will have a meeting and talk about this. But it looks like these police officers have been cleared in this as well. Not great happy news on this Tuesday morning. Those are your headlines.